Stupidity has been presented by ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Hey, it's Stu. If you like this podcast, then why wouldn't you? It's the biggest podcast in the world. We're bigger than Oprah. If you like this podcast, please subscribe, rate 5 stars only, please. Leave a review and tell your friends. Before we get to today's episode, I want to tell you about another phenomenal ESPN podcast, Marty Smith's America. This week, Marty and Ryan McGee discuss Tua declaring for the NFL draft. Plus, the state of Florida continues to be a hotbed for a segment they call Hillbilly Headlines. You can download and subscribe to Marty Smith's America wherever you get your podcast. They never invited me on that thing. Man, Marty's been on this thing like 12 times. Now, on with the show and the open, voiced by Greeny, which is the best part of the podcast on a weekly basis. It's all downhill from here.
Welcome to a journey inside the soul of one of sports media's brightest minds. A profoundly nuanced odyssey called Stupidity. Hosted by the incomparable Stu Gotts, a man I consider a personal hero and icon of the industry. I want to make no bones about it. There is no Mike Greenberg today without the sensational Stu Gotts providing me the inspiration to chase my dream and challenge myself to be just half as brilliant as he is. Allow me, Mike Greenberg, a man who would probably today be doing traffic in Sioux Falls without Stu Gotts' influence, to welcome you to a truly transcendent sonic experience. This is Stupidity.
Welcome into another episode of Stupidity, the biggest podcast in the world, thanks to you. Please subscribe, rate, and review. Unsubscribe, resubscribe, re-rate, re-review. I am super excited for this week's episode. A man I have never met, but I am dying to meet. West Coast edition of SportsCenter. He's one of the anchors. It is Neil Everett. He does it with Stan Verrett. I am telling, this guy's got such a cool vibe. I am so excited to have him on the podcast. Stancic, who would you say, just out of curiosity, who would you say is your favorite SportsCenter anchor?
I think it's Rich Eisen, and I know you have a mini feud with him.
I do have a feud with Eisen because every time I have him on, he throws his f***ing resume at me.
Yeah,
he's accomplished, he's accomplished so much in the business and I've done nothing. And he, listen, he's got all this credibility. He claims I don't have much and I don't, but we both arrived at the same f***ing place. Okay.
That's true. But it was him and Stuart Scott. I was, they were my duo and I was an Eisen guy.
All right. So there was a feel good edition back when I was in college, that aired at like 2 a.m. It was Craig Kilborn and Haber. I can't remember Haber's first name. That is a bad job by me. Now I got to look it up because I feel bad. Kilborn and Haber. Man, Stancic, I hate when that happens. I'm getting old.
I'm looking this up now too. Kilborn and Haber.
It was Brett Haber, Craig Kilborn, the feel-good edition of SportsCenter, 2 a.m. It would come on. They were great.
Never heard the name Brett Haber before in my life. I'm just looking at it right now.
I mean, listen, I'm a bit older than you are, okay? I'm 47. How old are you?
33.
Okay, so I'm a bit older. So they used to do what was called the feel-good edition of SportsCenter. And again, it was like 2 a.m. And it was catered, much like Scott Van Pelt kind of caters to that West Coast audience and college kids, right?
Right.
Those guys did the same thing, 2 a.m. feel good edition. And yes, I felt good when I was, there's no scenario at 2 a.m. where I was watching those two guys where I didn't feel good. You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay. You got it. You're on to it.
I got it.
You're a real sleuth, Stancic.
Yeah. Detective over here.
But I want to tell you, an underrated pairing is Neil Everett and Stan Verrett. They do the LA edition of SportsCenter. I love those guys. Do you enjoy when those two do SportsCenter together?
I'm not awake much at 1 a.m. Eastern, but right. I do enjoy them. I used to see them. So I used to get in very early for Mike and Mike, Golic and Wingo. And so that SportsCenter gets replayed a lot.
Right.
So I would watch them in the mornings. Yes. And I'm a huge fan. I think they're very underrated.
All right. And you like a Neil Everett catchphrase, right?
I love bartender Jack is gotta be a top 10 SportsCenter catchphrase. No,
it's so good. Yeah. Like, as cool as the other side of the pillow. Oh, that's certainly in there, right?
Stuart Scott. And by the way, I just clicked on an article. It's the top 50 worst SportsCenter anchors of all time.
Really?
Number 34, Brett Haber.
Get out of here. Guess who wrote it?
Guess who's number 35? Bleacher Report.
Neil.
Neil.
All right. We'll have to see how Neil feels about that. Can you get enjoyed?
Here's the description.
How do you want me to go in with that question to Neil Everett?
I'll do it. I'm not scared of Neil.
I know, but I've never met Neil. I know Neil loves our show and I love their show, but Neil and I seem to be like two peas in a pod. Music, sports, golf, and Lord knows what else. You know what I'm saying?
Neil's a golfer?
I think he's a golfer. I've been told he's a big-time golfer. Neil was a big-time athlete in high school.
Really?
He's like an all-state guard.
Wow.
In football.
What?
I'm not even joking.
Man.
Yes. He's got a great vibe, right?
Oh, yeah. The best. He's got the laissez-faire, and for those that don't know, like you, Stu, that's like very relaxed.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's very carefree. He's got, what is with the Hawaii thing? That's something I want to ask him. Like, why does he always reference Hawaiian time? Does he go there a lot? Does he have a house there?
We're going to find out.
But he has that kind of feel to him. And here's the description on why he's the 35th worst SportsCenter anchor of all time.
Right.
Much like Stuart Scott, there are those who don't like Everett. Me, I like him, especially when he teamed with Stan. Stop calling me Stuart Verrett. That tie, on the other hand, is awful. And there's a picture of him with a pretty bad tie on.
I'd be interested in who's number one on that list.
I'm going to keep scrolling. Steve Berthume. Wow, 33.
Get him on.
Sarah Walsh, 32.
Get her on.
Dari Noka, you struggle with that. Mike Golic, number 29.
Really? Wow, Golic did SportsCenter?
Wait, I guess.
Ruffalo,
26. I thought he was excellent.
Right, but Golic and Neil Everett aren't that far apart.
No.
Golic did it like he had a cup of coffee on SportsCenter.
I know. Wow.
That's when Mike and their heyday, they just hey, these guys are popular. Let's put them everywhere. SportsCenter.
Bram Weinstein, 20.
Get him.
Who else do we got here? We are approaching the top 10, or I guess it'd be the bottom 10. Craig Kilborn, your guy, 14th worst. Connors, 13. Linda Cohn, 12.
Oh, get this list.
Beal, 11.
Yeah. They lost credibility at Linda
Fred
Cohn.
Hickman, 10. Mike Greenberg, number 9.
Wow, Greedy. And Greedy has read this article and it hurts.
The description, Greedy's actually a great SportsCenter host, but he's so arrogant he deserves to go top 10 here.
Really?
Wow.
Greedy arrogance. Huh.
They have Alexi Lalas at 8. He's never hosted SportsCenter. What is
Maybe
this
he
list?
Did. Maybe he did. I know. They lost their credibility.
Jonathan Coachman, number 5.
Coach, get him on.
Wow. Coachman has one volume, loud. He has one setting, annoying. But he's huge, so he can't go number 1 because I value my life.
All right. I want all these people on, and I want to talk to them about their rankings on this list. Where is this list from?
Bleacher Report.
Okay.
David Holmes, number 4. Never heard of him. Kit Hoover, a woman, number 3.
There's a reason you never heard of these people.
Steve Weissman, number 2.
You heard of him?
Oh, Weissman, yeah. Oh, and number 1's Keith Olbermann.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
And I think some people would have him as one of the best.
I think most people would have him and Dan Patrick as the combo, right?
Olbermann was a perfect storm of bad. He was pretentious, had a poor sense of humor, and offended numerous audience members during his tenure. In other words, he was Dennis Miller, but on SportsCenter. Okay. That's why he tops our list. This is terrible.
It's a terrible list, but that means Olbermann was doing a good job. I mean,
yeah.
if they don't notice you, you're not pissing anyone
off. Trey Wingo, 48.
Oh, wow.
Davis, 46.
We'll get him on next week.
Charlie Steiner, 50.
We'll get him. Charlie Steiner was excellent.
This was written in September of 2010, so we are up to date.
All right, good. In terms of vibes, though, at ESPN, like, you've never met Neil, have you?
No, I'd love to meet him.
Right. For me, he is the guy. He's got the coolest vibe going at ESPN. Like, for me, it's, like, top 5. It's Neil Everett. It's Dominique Foxworth. It is Maria Taylor, Barry Melrose, and Trevor Maddich. Maybe Hembo.
I may have some quibbles at the bottom half of your list there, but
Melrose,
pretty good.
Melrose, Maria Taylor.
I fashion you more as a Steve Levy guy. He's got a little, you know, what's the right word for this? A little sloppy but good kind of, you know, vibe to him.
Who Neil does?
No, Levy.
Oh yeah, Levy's got it. Levy is very, very cool. I love Levy.
Yeah.
Get him on.
Yeah.
Every name you mentioned on that list, get him on.
I don't know what happened there. All right, let me call Neil.
Let's get Weissman on.
Stupidity.
Stu, Neil's there.
How's it? Yeah, I am so mad at my producer right now, Neil, because he is not familiar with how you start most of your, if not all your sports centers with how's it. Stanzik, you are not familiar with this. I am fucking furious with you.
I know. I feel embarrassed, Neil. My apologies. Is this like a every episode thing?
You know what else Dan isn't familiar with? The time difference. Because there'd be no other reason that he'd text me at 8:47 in the morning when I go to bed at 2 in the morning. And then if he wonders why he didn't get a text back, that's your answer right there.
You know what you're not familiar with, though, Neil, in fairness to him, technology.
Well, I'm not familiar with technology either. I don't know if I've ever been on a podcast, and I don't think I've ever listened to one. So I still got an 8-track tape player in my car, so that's why I've been a little hesitant. I'm like, what's this mean? What's this mean? Like, do the suits at Disney listen to this? Can I say on the air? I don't know. So.
You can. Yes, you can. I encourage you. You can say whatever the hell you want on this podcast. The podcast is called Stupidity, Neil. You can say whatever the you want, okay?
Might be the beginning and the end of my broadcast career, so that's all right, though. It's been a good run.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Neil, you have zero use for technology, right? Like, you don't care. Like, you have no Twitter, social media, technology, apps, you don't care, right?
No, I'm not. I'm learning as we go.
Stans, are you surprised by this?
Not really. Neil, you give off that vibe. You're like, you could live on an island by yourself and figure it out.
That's what I was doing until ESPN found me. So.
Yeah, but you have, listen, much like me and Levitard, you have found a way. You escaped Bristol. Congratulations. You're out in L.A.
Thank you.
It seems like you're having the time of your life out there. I mean,
Escape from Alcatraz was, you know, I'm like the sequel to that. So.
Neil, what's with the Hawaiian time thing?
Yeah.
I lived in Hawaii 15 years, so, you know, it's what we are where we came from.
Why'd you leave?
I left because ESPN recruited me, I said, I better take this job.
You went from Hawaii to Bristol?
I went from Hawaii to Bristol. Hawaii's the only TV place I've ever worked.
That is tough. Do you remember that first night in Bristol, Connecticut?
Yeah, I was staying in one of the Homewood Suites or whatever it was, and wondering what I'd done to myself. I showed up. All I packed was my suit. I thought I was going on the air the next day. All I packed was my suit and my man purse, which had all my newspapers in it, because that's, you know, that's how I rolled. And so, and then they go, yeah, for 30 days, you're going to, you know, you're going to just shadow somebody. And I'm like, okay, what's that? So then every day I showed up in a suit at work. I mean, I didn't have a tie on, but and all the guys were looking at me, look at this dork. And rightfully so, because, you know, I didn't watch a lot of ESPN, and I didn't cover any national sports in Hawaii. I covered sumo and surfing and high school sports and all that. So, you know, I mean, I was learning as I went. I definitely have outkicked my coverage from what they expected of me. I think they thought I was probably one and done.
No, you're fantastic at your job. You know that. Who'd you shadow, by the way?
Everybody. I mean, just like, you know, they just have you, you know, they just have you come in and just walk around and, you know, watch this show and, you know, just sit there and, you know, try and stay out of the way of people. And, you know, I remember David Lloyd told me that, you know, I can't even remember what it was, but it was like, hey, you're not really fitting in right here. And I'm like, yeah, well, I am who I am. So,
right. Ain't changing for anyone, right? Neil, by the way, how's it, Stanzik, is Hawaiian slang for how you doing? Like, how's everything?
Yeah. So how's it? So this is funny. So I'm living in my log cabin in Connecticut that had no heat. That was a mistake, but, And I get a call, and it's from, remember the dude, his name was Phil the Show Killer?
Yeah.
I know him well.
Yeah. So
get him on.
This guy calls me up and he says, yeah, I'm the producer of the Tony Kornheiser show. And I'm like, oh, God, Tony Kornheiser's going to kill me for something. I don't know what. And he says, yeah, Tony wants to know what it is that you say at the beginning of every show. And I'm like, oh, how's it? You know, how's it is, how you doing? You know, what's up? Yo, it's all that, you know, mixed into one word. And that's all he wanted to know. And I'm like, oh, sweet. I came away unscathed. And the beauty of it was, it wasn't long after that they had a Kornheiser had like a talking head or whatever you used to call us, draft. They had like a fantasy anchor draft. And I'm doing like the 8 to 10 ESPN news being viewed by nobody.
Right.
And Phil the Show Killer picks me in the first round.
Wow.
To be on, and I think I'm repeating the story correctly, but my brain is mush.
That's okay.
He picks me in the first round. And it was shortly thereafter that I got elevated to a Sports Zone with Steve Berthium. And so my career is really a result of Phil the Show Killer, who I've never met and never got a thank. So right. Hopefully he hears this somewhere.
You owe him everything. I mean, you do.
Yeah. Wherever he's at. So, yeah. So, Dan, you know him. Tell him thank you, man.
Yeah, he sits at my old desk.
It's amazing. Even back then, ESPN was running things based on what blogs said. They say you're good. Boom. 11 o'clock sports.
First round pick.
There you go. There you go.
Well, congratulations, Neil. First round pick. I mean, that's big time, man.
Yeah, and then I met Ernie Els, and he says, hey, man, are you South African? And I'm like, what? And he goes, yeah, because you say, how's it? And I guess how's it is a big saying in South Africa.
Wow.
Who knew?
The Big Easy.
So I can fit in Hawaii or South Africa.
Stanzik, you heard me scrambling for that nickname.
Yeah, took you a while.
And we will do a SportsCenter draft. Neil, thank you for the idea. We won't do it with you, but we're going to do our own SportsCenter anchor draft. And I promise you, I will take you first round, okay?
Thank you, brother.
You got it, man. Yeah, you got it. What'd you have, Stanzik? Where were you going?
I was going to ask Neil who he would take first round.
I got to take Stan or Van Pelt because those are my guys.
Right. Stan's
the guy that the first guy I'm calling when I get arrested, right. And Van Pelt's the guy that gave me, Van Pelt's the guy that gave me all the confidence to row my own boat. So, yeah. And they're both, very good at their gigs. So those are my two guys.
I love that. Are you telling me that you get arrested, you get the one phone call, you're not calling a lawyer, you're not calling the wife, you're calling Stan?
I'm calling Stan for sure because right. Stan is a doer, man. Hey, yeah. Stan will take care of me.
The wife might leave you in there. I mean,
the wife's going to look over and go, this can't be anything. All right. Not interested. Wait. Not tonight. It's not your birthday. I'm not answering.
Right. Neil, am I reading this right? That your dad, who was a teacher and a basketball coach, won a state basketball championship as a coach with a team led by Super Bowl winning quarterback Mark Rippon?
That is correct.
Wow. Okay. And am I also reading correctly that you were a two-sport star? I told this to Stanzik. I said you were like an all-state guard. He said in basketball. I said, no, football.
That is correct.
I mean, Neil, you do not give off offensive line, guard, tackle. You don't give it off.
Nose tackle, too. I was all-city in one paper as a nose tackle and all-city in the other paper as an offensive guard. I had a lot of anger issues back then. So I was 150 pounds of pure hell.
Oh, my God. Stanzik, he was referred to as the cutback block king.
Wow.
I mean, your Wikipedia is magical, man. It's like your high school sports resume. It's
amazing. Not only am I not on social media, never Google myself, and I would never read a Wikipedia page.
Well, we're basically reading it for you right now, Neil. Okay, we can just confirm all the details.
This is your life.
Wait, so
what other gems, what other uncut gems are you finding there? And by the way, have you seen that movie?
No, I have not. Is it good?
Oh, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. You remember Harvey Keitel in Bad Lieutenant?
Yes, great.
Okay. Adam Sandler, kind of that role.
Neil, we're talking Adam Sandler and Harvey Keitel in the same sentence?
I'm telling you, he's a degenerate in the Keitel mode from Bad Lieutenant. Not as bad as Bad Lieutenant, because you can't be worse than that.
No.
But he is so good in that in this movie.
I am, wow, you just sold me. I'm going to see, Stanzik. Stanzik is a movie buff here, Neil. Have you seen Uncut Gems yet?
I have not, no. And Neil, as you know, Adnan Virk, who's no longer with the company, unfortunately, he had a movie podcast called Cinephile, and I worked with him very closely. He told me he once did a sports center with you out in L.A., and he tried to interject as many famous Neils as he could throughout the sports center. Do you remember any of this?
Yes, I do. I do. And I told him to stop.
Where at Neil Diamond?
Where Neil Armstrong? What else did he have?
No, he went Neil Walk, and I said his name was N-E-A-L, so he doesn't count. So that's the end of the game.
Stanzi, did you see Bad Lieutenant? Harvey Keitel?
No.
You can't be a movie buff. You can't listen.
Yeah,
you
Jesus.
Can't. Right, exactly. Yeah. Neil is f***ing pissed at you right now, dude.
Yeah.
I don't think Neil gets angry anymore, do you?
No, not really.
Yeah,
you know, and I've tried. I was at yoga before, that's why I couldn't do this thing earlier. So that tells you where my head's at.
Wow,
you are so West Coast. I love you, Neil. Like, listen, this about sums it up for you, right? Yoga, good food, surfing, music, sports, couple of drinks, right? About it.
Throw some sex in there, and I think you got the whole thing going.
Neil Everett with us, West Coast edition of Sports Center with Stan Verrett. Give me a typical day. Like, what does it, I imagine you to have, I don't know why I'm doing this. I've never met you. I'm a huge fan of yours, and you've been, very supportive of our show, and we appreciate it. Trust me, it has not gone unnoticed by both me and Levitard, but I don't know. I have this this thing in my head where I just imagine you to have the most relaxed, laid back life. Like, give me a day in the life of Neil Everett. Like, what'd you do today besides yoga?
I live in a cul-de-sac. Okay. So that shows you what. Okay.
Yeah.
I live in a cul-de-sac. I have two dogs, a cat, a beautiful wife who's 20 years younger than me. I have a pool in the backyard. I, wake up. I have one, you know, those massage chairs that you see like at the airport or at a mani-pedi place, you know,
yeah.
I have one of those that's prominent in my living room in front of the 75 inch television. All right. But I don't turn the TV on. I just sit in the chair. All right. And listen to, you know, whatever music I'm listening to. Jamie Johnson right now, because I'm into the outlaw country thing. I'm going through that phase.
You're in the chair right now? This is great.
and then I will attempt to have conversation with my wife, because the women like that when you have conversation.
Yep.
And then I'll go, then I'll maybe go to the gym, and then I'll come back. I'll walk the dogs. I'll drink my one cup of coffee that I limit myself to per day.
Right.
It may or may not be spiked. and then I'll head in, you know. We have a meeting at 4, which means I live 12 miles from where we meet, at where our studio is. So with L.A. traffic, that means I have to leave at about noon. I leave at about 2 o'clock to get there by about 3:30, 4 o'clock.
Jesus.
We have a meeting, then then you sit around, you watch games, you remind yourself how blessed you are to have this existence that they pay you to talk about sports.
It's crazy.
I look at the rundown. What stories do I have? I pay attention to those. Hopefully I get a talk with Melrose, because that makes my day. And then, you know, we go on, we do this show at 10 o'clock, and we usually roll out of there around midnight. I try and drive straight home, because if I don't drive straight home and I stop and I have one's too many, 100 aren't enough, so I just try and get straight home.
Next thing you know, you're calling Stan from jail.
Exactly. Yeah. Get in the chair, and then try and make it into the bed by 2 a.m.
Love it.
That's about it.
On a day where you don't have SportsCenter, is golf a big part of the life, or...?
No, you know what? I'm not I was a golfer in high school. I was on the high school golf team.
Jesus.
But I'm just, my body just doesn't feel it right now. Stan's a religious golfer, and it's
right.
And if I can't do it and feel good about it, I don't want to do it. But I have a house in Oregon that I'm moving to sooner than later, and my backyard is a little 9-hole public golf course. So when I get up there, I'll take it back up again and enjoy it. But and out here too, you got anywhere you drive, or you join a country club. Stan joined a country club. He told me how much it costs, and I just about spit up. So I'm like, you know what? That's not my thing.
It's right cheaper now. In Oregon, man.
It is. It is.
9-hole backyard. That's pretty nice there, Neil. I mean,
yeah.
You should make that public course private if you can. You know.
Well, you know what? It's for sale. So I was hoping you could maybe give me Dan's email because I know how much money he makes, and it might be a good investment.
Done. I'll send it to you right after right after we're done here.
I asked Clinton Yates if I could get it, and he said no. So
Neil Everett with us, West Coast edition of SportsCenter with Stan Verrett. They are fantastic. What is it about Melrose that makes you happy? Because he makes me happy too. I was listing my top five people at ESPN, like the guys, like people at ESPN who have a vibe about them, who are cool. And both you and Barry Melrose were both in my top five. What is it about Melrose that makes you so happy?
Well, yeah, I mean, he is cool. If you've spent any time around him, he's cool. First of all, he's a hockey player.
Right.
Okay, so that elevates him above all the other sports. If you know his background, where he grew up, how, you know, hard scrabble, just, I mean, he's just a dude. And, you know, I got to be honest, I think I got a man crush. So he's the guy, you know, when he comes out here and I get to hang out with him, I'm like, I feel cool. And awesome. Cool as a rule is hooked with him, and I just dig the guy. I think he's a great guy, man. I think he's a great man, and he's been a loyal friend to me, so I really appreciate it.
This is going great. We're going to get you out of here in a few minutes. I have some music questions for you, but Stanzik, you said one of your favorite catchphrases, SportsCenter catchphrases of all time, comes from Neil Everett. Is that correct?
Yeah, Neil, you probably get this one a lot. The bartender Jack is just fantastic.
So it's so good.
Yeah, you know what? I hit that one night and it just seemed to stick. And then I've been able to roll a few others off it, like bartender Jose Jose Bautista was hitting home runs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you'd think Jack Daniels, you know, like I would be on their payroll by now. They sent me a foam finger once, and that was it. you know, and one time the bosses said, hey, you know, one of my bosses, he said, hey, you gotta slow down on the bartender references. And I said, you mean, do you want me not to say it after the Coors Light?
Cold Hard Factor, or
before the Bud Light Hot Seat.
Neil, I got to tell you, I'm laughing so hard because I've told Levitar there are times where I do so many spots, I feel like a fucking NASCAR. I mean.
So, yeah, it's only a matter of time before we have one little patch on our suits like the NBA or NBA jerseys, okay? Yeah. You know, we don't have to say anything, but it'll just be sitting there, you know, Conoco or whatever, so.
Yeah. What's your favorite catchphrase of all time? Like, you know, one that's not yours. I go with as cool as the other side of the pillow. I think for me, that's right at the top for me.
Well, I love that, and then I love Kenny Mayne. Then he went with cool as the pillow. So anything Kenny Mayne says is funny to me. Yeah. So, yeah.
Where'd your speaking of good vibes, Kenny Mayne certainly has that. Where'd your love of music come from?
Well, probably my first concert in '79 when I drove down to Pullman, Washington, and saw this band called Molly Hatchet, which is from your state of Florida. Yep. Open for a band called Foreigner, and Molly Hatchet hadn't even released an album yet. It was forthcoming, and they just blew us away. And then I followed that up with Blackfoot opening for Nazareth at the Spokane Coliseum, and that was it, you know. So my brain waves were never the same. My oldest brother took me to The Last Waltz, like when it first came out, the documentary.
Wow.
Yeah, but directed by Scorsese 100 years ago. Mm-hmm. And he took me to a movie theater, and then he took me to Up in Smoke. And so when you combine those two things, then your path is set.
Yes, it is. Stanzik, he weaves music, you know, into his SportsCenter a lot, from Grateful Dead to Fish to Pearl Jam, movies.
Are you reading off Wikipedia, or are you telling me this?
No, I know. Listen, Tennessee Jet, the Grateful Dead is my favorite band. It's the only band I ever loved, Neil. I mean, I'm going next week to see him in Mexico. That's how much I love him.
Wow. Okay, so here's my Dead story. So when I was in Eugene, my little brother in the fraternity was Jed Kesey, Ken Kesey's son.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
and Zane, Jed died in an auto accident as a wrestler for University of Oregon when we were in school up there, and Zane still is a friend to this day. And they had a house down the block that we used to hang out at, and Sunshine used to hang out there. And then we went out to Ken's place. I've been on the Magic Bus, which is parked at his farm out there.
Damn.
Last time I saw Ken Kesey, not the last time, one of the last times. Last time I think I saw him was Jed's funeral, but one of the last parties out there, Ken was running around with a nitrous oxide tank strapped to his back and just like, oxygen, oxygen, oxygen. So then when the Dead would come to town, or no, actually the Dead never came to town when I was there, but Jerry came to town with the right. Jerry Garcia band. And sure. So we would get like the band seat. And then the first show I ended up going to was 85 New Year's Eve in Oakland.
Damn. Neil, I was just at the New Year's show out of the Chase Center a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, you can't go wrong. I admire them for keeping it together as long as they have and staying true to the code.
Right, but I cut you off there. So 85, New Year's Eve, first show. That's your first show, New Year's Eve 85, is
yeah,
that right?
Yeah, and it was funny because when I was in college in 82, a guy I knew said he had seen over 100 shows. I'd never seen any. And he says, I'm going to work for the Dead someday. And years later, when Jerry died, and after Jerry died, I'm reading Rolling Stone magazine, and they're quoting the road manager, the Grateful Dead, and it was Cameron Sears, who was the guy who was a frat brother of mine, and he had lived out his dream. And that's so, amazing. And then one great story real quick, when I'm in Bristol and I'm Bill Walton says, hey, Neil, do you want to go to Rat Dog and the Allman Brothers with me? And I'm like, yeah. And, so we go to that outdoor Hartford place they got there, and there I am with Bill. And then that, Rat Dog ends. Bill goes, Neil, follow me, and we went backstage, and it is what it is, and that's a pretty good concert memory.
That's really, really good. I will tell you a couple of Bill Walton stories. One, he came on this podcast to talk about the Grateful Dead. Stanzik, I don't think we asked him a single question. Is that correct?
I think he's still answering the first question you asked.
So Neil, he came on singing "Don't Ease Me In" and then just went on a 32-minute diatribe about the Grateful Dead at Dead & Company, and then I just let him go. That was it.
He's the greatest guy, man. He's become a great friend.
He's amazing. And I will tell you another thing. I have recently seen three shows with Bill Walton, but Bill Walton has no idea that we've seen three shows together.
Every Dead show I've been to, I think he has been there, but I've not wanted to bother him. And then when I see him and somebody, I was like, why didn't you come say hi? And I go, because 9,000 other people were doing that. I didn't want to bother you.
The Walton's so, excellent. No, but
his Walton's fantastic. But Stanzik, he did the same thing. He goes, why didn't you come say hi? And I said, Bill, we high-fived each other 7 times. Oh, my God. Do you remember the first song of that 85 show? First Dead song?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, no. How many shows have you been to since?
Oh, you know what? Not that many because, Stugatz, when I lived in Hawaii from 85 to 2000, right. I didn't see any music because, sure. Then nobody comes to Hawaii and, at my pay rate then, I wasn't flying across the country to see any shows. So there's about 15 years of music that I missed out on.
All right. I would encourage you to go see Dead & Company.
I saw them at Dodger Stadium last time they were here.
You enjoy it?
Oh, God, yeah. It was excellent.
Yeah, it was great.
I saw it with Bill. He just didn't know I was there.
Oh, God. I think I want to let you go on that note. I had more questions for you, but I think I have to let you go on that note. Neil, this is. I'm glad we got a chance to speak finally, man. This has been a blast. I appreciate it.
In the words of Bill Walton, thank you for my life. We are blessed, and this has been fun.
Stupidity! Stanzik, I am on such a high right now from Neil Everett. He was great. I love him. I feel like there's a budding friendship there, a budding relationship there. And so I have gone from feeling really, really good about what it is we're doing to feeling really lousy, because what's sitting in front of me, why is this here, is a survey that was sent to us by our boss, something for sales. What the hell is this?
Yeah, it's, I guess it's a yearly survey. I haven't been in the podcast department for an entire year yet, so I think they just ask the talent every year to fill this thing out, and I was tasked with getting you to fill it out and provide some answers. So you want to just do it now?
Like on the air?
I don't see why not. Rather than you filling it out, I can just send them the link to this podcast and say, here are Stu's answers.
Well, listen, you know me well, because you know I'm not filling it out. Right. If anything, you'll fill it out for me.
Yes.
So what you're saying is you have permission to do this? What you're saying is I could just give you my answers verbally and you'll submit that as my survey?
Correct.
Done.
What kind of car do you drive?
BMW, but I'm open to driving something else.
Of course you are. Are you a car enthusiast?
No, but I could be.
See where we're going today? What is your...
What do you mean today?
That's a good point. Every day.
Today?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Always an angle.
Kind of car, how about you? What kind of car do you drive?
I drive a 2016 Honda Civic.
Nice. How about that? Are you a car enthusiast?
I am not, but I guess I could be.
Hey, listen, you have learned well, my friend. I am proud of you. I've never been prouder of you than I am right now.
Really?
I am going to flip every question around and ask you, just so you know.
That's fine. That's fine. I don't think the sales team wants my answers, but if that's how we're going to do it, that's why we'll do it.
Sales, listen up. He might produce some other podcasts. On this podcast, he co-hosts, and on some weeks, he's the actual host. So, I mean, I would listen to what Stanzik says and start getting some deals done for him, all right? Or else I'm going to stop doing this.
What an empty threat that was.
So empty.
It's such an empty threat.
I mean, listen, I've threatened to stop doing this for 47 consecutive weeks, and here I am still doing it.
What is your preferred credit card?
Whichever cards do not end up in Abby's wallet.
So that's no credit cards.
I mean, who likes credit card? Preferred credit cards? I mean,
how many credit cards do you have?
Listen, I don't do much in the way of credit cards. I mean,
you're not one that like gets the points and uses them. You're not one of those guys.
Listen, I don't have to use my credit card, Stanzik. My wife's doing a good enough job on her own.
I thought you were going to say because I'm so filthy rich, which would have been excellent.
I didn't want to brag. Okay. That's not me.
All right, we're getting through these. Where do you shop for
getting
clothes?
Getting through? There's 50 more to go.
I know. I'm trying to keep it moving. Where do you shop for clothes? You don't seem like someone that shops for their own clothes. I don't know why they want to know that.
No, I shop for clothes. Fanatics and the New York Jets team store.
What is your favorite suit maker?
Easy, Armani.
You mean Armani?
I mean Armani.
No, it's Armani.
It's Armani, like Armani Tumor.
Oh my goodness.
What do you mean?
Like Chris Berman's joke, well-dressed Armani Tumor?
He was joking?
Yeah.
Wow. All this time, Pat Riley's been wearing Armanis?
Yes.
Not Armanis?
Yes, there's an R.
He's wearing cheap suits. I like Armani's. I mean, yes, I answer.
Ridiculous.
BlackTux.com.
Oh, way to save it. Nice.
There you go.
What's your store of choice for household items? I don't even know.
I don't know what a household item is. Like,
I think it's got to be like an iron, a vacuum cleaner, a blender.
Where do you shop for clothes, by the way, Stanzik?
I don't really do much in the way of shopping either. I'm not a clothes shopper.
I hate shopping, man. Yeah. It is the worst.
Yeah, you know what's funny is my fiance loves it. It's like her thing.
Yeah,
which should have me worried. She says, like, you watch sports all the time. That's entertainment for you. That brings you joy. Shopping for clothes brings me joy.
Right. But
and I didn't have a good counter. I'm like, that's
no,
a good
here's
point.
The counter. But watching TV does not cost you anything.
Well, I mean, something. Yes, but yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, I know, but you're going to be a married couple. You're going to start budgeting. You're going to start doing all this stuff, okay? And what she needs to realize is, like, listen, you can't compare watching football to shopping. Shopping, she is spending your money. She is spending, when I say your money, yours and hers, okay?
Right.
That is money that you guys need. Football is for free. So when she comes back, listen, you have football. That means she should have something like jogging, swimming, like, you know, an activity.
Get her a hobby.
Right. Something that doesn't cost anything is my point. Yes,
yeah.
Get her a hobby. Right.
Okay.
Otherwise, leave her. Sorry. Sorry.
That escalated quickly.
A little aggressive with your fiance who I've never met before. A wedding I'm not invited to.
I think you're speaking more of your own personal situation than mine here. You're venting.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of alcohol do you drink?
I once had rubbing alcohol.
I guess that answers the question, but it also brings up more questions. What?
Clark University, 1991, was piercing my ear. Was cleaning the backing of the earring. You ever pierce your ear, Stanzik?
Never.
Not really?
Yeah.
Not an earring guy, huh?
No, and you being an earring guy in the early 90s, not surprising at all.
Listen, I was finding myself, okay? I was exploring, okay?
Still looking.
And so the backing, you have to put in a rubbing alcohol, which I did. And so we had state vodka. We're getting ready to go out. Moynihan's Pub, big Friday night out of Clark University. And so we took the backing of the earring out, but the alcohol was still in the shot glass. And it was surrounded by like 20 other shots of vodka. And so I assumed what I was drinking was vodka. I did not. I made the colossal mistake of drinking rubbing alcohol, the alcohol that comes in that brown bottle. You know what I'm talking about?
I do. And then what happened? Because this could not have ended well.
My mouth started foaming 25 minutes later.
Okay.
Yep.
That'll do it.
Yep. Spent the night in the hospital.
I have a lot more questions, but we also have a lot more questions on this list to get through. So okay. I'm going to keep it moving. All right. What is your favorite beer?
Pabst Blue Ribbon Tap.
Love it.
My favorite beer.
Other beverages.
By the lake, nothing better. Other beverages, gin, vodka, tequila, rum, moonshine.
Moonshine.
Anything. Anything within grabbing distance.
Okay. Favorite meal.
Zima.
favorite meal.
Chicken parm.
Same. Chicken parm.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? And you and I have never had a little chicken parm dinner together.
We have not broken bread, as they say, no, over some chicken parm.
When are we going to do that? Super Bowl week?
I'll be in Miami in a few weeks. Why not?
All right. Chicken parm. I got you. Yeah. Prime Italian. Done.
Wow. Favorite restaurant. There we go.
You're buying.
The company's buying. Who are you kidding? Expense report. Send that right along with a link to this podcast to the bosses.
Which reminds me, by the way, I am going away soon. I am going away to the Bahamas. You'll have to figure out a way for me to do the podcast from there. That way I can expense the entire trip.
As long as you got Wi-Fi, we'll figure it out.
We will.
Do you like to cook?
Do I like to cook? No. No, I have no interest in cooking, and unfortunately, neither does Abby. So, I mean, does your fiance like to cook?
She doesn't. So who cooks for you, Edna?
You are marrying my wife.
Now I'm getting real nervous.
Jesus Christ, abort.
Oh, boy.
No, Edna doesn't cook for me. I mean, whoever the chef is at the restaurant my wife orders from is the person who's cooking for me. Athletes that can know cooking?
Omar Cook, St. John's. There's a lot of cooks, actually. You've done this. Brandon Cooks, Jared Cook.
Yeah, but no, it doesn't have to just be cooks. It could be things that cooks use to prepare your, like Chris Dishman.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
I'm trying to think if there's a guy who's got a name similar to Emeril.
Clarence Witherspoon. Spoon.
Like Reese Witherspoon?
My new bowl. I got a dish, a bowl, and a spoon.
Do you live a healthy lifestyle? Yeah, all right. We all know that's a no. Let's just keep it moving. Hometown?
Port Washington.
Hang on. Back to, do you live a healthy lifestyle? Do they expect the people to answer the survey to say no?
Mikey C. Yeah, like, it's not even on Mikey C survey.
Who writes that question? Do you like, what kind of answers do you think you're going to get with, do you live a healthy lifestyle? No.
No.
Because that's your answer. That's a hard no.
So, right, it's such a great point by you. Do you live a healthy lifestyle? No, I'm actually a crackhead.
Yeah, like, there you go, sales team. Find me some drugs. Illegal ones.
I'm trying to think, what is sales going to do with the cooking question?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. No, maybe you know what they're going to do, actually.
Wait, no, Stantic, but if I just say, do you like to cook? Yes. Then what?
No matter what you say to that question, they're going to pitch you like Blue Apron.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I think that's the game they're playing here.
Okay.
No matter what your answer is, you're like, well, they make cooking easy.
Do you like to cook? Yes. Butcherbox.com.
Yeah.
Do you like to cook? No. Butcherbox.com.
Right, right. Okay. Just the fact that you've spent the time to answer the question is going to make them pitch you something. Hometown.
Port Washington.
Okay. Which college did you attend? We know this one.
Clark University.
Yep. Still waiting to give the commencement address. Maybe this year.
Not happening. Never happening. Listen, I have my own school. It's the Sugat School of Broadcasting. We did a commencement speech for it. We'll do it again next year.
Run the same speech. If I've learned anything from you in broadcasting, we're running that same speech.
Listen, if you don't think I'm looking forward to that week of stupidity where I don't have to do anything because it's already been done, graduation week is our week off, my friend. That episode is done forever.
I love it.
Yes.
What jobs did you have after college?
Oh, wow. Bartender, Upper West Side, West Side Brewery for a little bit. Slinging munis.
Were you like a big fan of the movie Cocktail?
Oh, it's my wife's favorite movie. It's Abby's favorite movie.
I could see you really trying to be Tom Cruise in that movie.
I was.
Like leaning in a little too hard to that.
I really enjoyed it. It was a great time. It was right after college. I've always said, Stanley, the 4 or 5 years after college, if you do it right, are better than the 4 years or 5 years you spent in college, in my case. Me and my friends, Upper West Side, had kind of like a flat. I was bartending. It was a great time. I bartended at this place, West Side Brewery, like I just said, and I would shut the bar down at 2. Now, the owners didn't want to shut down to 4. I would shut it down at 2 and just have a private party from 2 to 4. So it's like basically whoever I was hitting on at the bar, they would stay, and all my friends would come in, and everyone else had to get the hell out.
Wow.
Yes, the place became mine, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Next question. Married or single?
Married for now.
Do you have kids?
Yeah, 2 15-year-old twin girls.
Dog or cat person?
Oh, dog person.
Yeah, it's Finny.
Yeah, yeah. But listen, I could learn to love cats.
I hate cats. I don't think I could.
Really?
Yeah, they make me sneeze. I hate them.
What if, I don't know how sales would pull this off, but what if they were to pay you a couple of $1,000 a month to love cats?
Figure it up.
That a boy.
Do you wipe sitting or standing?
What?
Yeah.
That's on the survey?
I mean, I don't know what kind of products we're pushing here at the network level, but it's right after dog or cat person. Do you wipe sitting or standing? They just kind of slid it in there.
Shocking question. Wow, that feels personal.
Depends on the dump for me.
Really? I'd like to hear more on that.
I'm mainly a sitter.
I'm a stander.
Yeah. I read a book once called Poop Culture.
Right.
Fascinating read. And I believe...
Tell me about it because I won't read it. So
I know you won't.
Clip note it for me.
I believe once you stand, it becomes a little more compressed in there. So it's better to just stay seated with things a little more wide open to get a better wipe.
Okay.
If I'm visualizing this correctly.
Right. Here's the problem that I have with sitting. My hands are I got small hands, but they're thick.
Okay? Right. Right.
I have trouble getting down there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so standing just feels
a little
feels
more liberating.
Yeah. It's just more space. Yeah. Like more space to get it done. What is sales going to do with this?
I think Dollar Shave Club has butt wipes.
Oh, they do. I've used them.
Love them.
Stanzik, have you used them?
Oh, yeah.
Butt wipes are life changing.
Phenomenal. Yeah, we talked to CJ McCollum about him. He knows.
Yeah. So we ever done athletes that could help pooping?
I don't think we have, but let's see.
Pee Wee Reese. Urinating or pooping. Okay. Athletes and entertainers.
It's like you can help poop.
Any brown. Any brown.
Any brown, yeah. Any yeah.
Brown. Is there a diarrhea at there? Terrible, man.
Is there a stool?
I mean, listen, the logo for the podcast is me sitting on a toilet.
What about meatloaf?
Is there a duty out there?
Yeah, there's got to be a duty.
Deuce McAllister.
Oh, yes. Mike Tomlin.
Splash. Gary Plummer. I'm 47 years old. And the thing that excited me the most today was Deuce McAllister and Gary Plummer.
All right, we're going from do you wipe sitting or standing to your top three sneaker brands.
Odd turn.
Yeah. Odd turn. And I don't know why you have to list three. I don't even know if I can name three.
Options, Stanzik. Life is all about options. Sales. Yeah. Sales needs options. All right, I'm going to go Nike 3, Adidas 2, and one, of course, is Big Baller Brent.
Of course. Of course.
Are you a sneaker guy?
No.
Okay.
No.
Athletes that connote sneakers. Lee Lacy. How about that?
Eddie Lacy.
Wow. The Lacy category is the club, my friend. There it is.
Wow.
Reggie Tung. Joe Horn.
Is there a soul?
Shoe Horn. Is there a soul?
It's gotta be.
I don't have one.
Yeah. It's been proven. Mac or PC?
What are those?
I remember those commercials from like the early 2000s. Mac would be like, are you an iPhone guy? Like Macintosh, right? Do I have this right? Apple?
I don't know. Mac, and what's a PC?
Personal computer?
Politically correct.
Politically correct, yeah.
Sorry.
You're definitely not that.
Nope.
I think it's just like, do you use Apple products or do you not?
Okay, I use Apple products.
Okay. It leads into the next one. Favorite iPhone app?
Oh, this is an interesting one. Spotify.
Nice.
Sonos.
What is Sonos?
Sonos is, you know, you have the Sonos speakers. So I have speakers throughout my house so I can play Spotify anywhere I want in the house if I connect through Sonos.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Listen, don't ask me how I've arrived where I've arrived, Stanzik. I have no idea just by being a f***ing idiot.
I guess so.
All of a sudden, I have speakers throughout the house. I'm driving in a BMW. How about that?
These next two are kind of tied together.
Well, hold on. What's your favorite app? I got to tell you, it's the one I use the most. Waze. Waze is my favorite app.
Oh, yeah.
Waze is a dangerous game. I'm telling you, man. Tell me if you experience this with Waze, because what I find with Waze is I am constantly trying to beat whatever time they tell me I'm going to get somewhere, I am trying to beat that time by as much as I can.
It's a rush, but then the problem is it changes. It updates it. I wish you could just, if you remember what it tells you initially, that's the time to beat.
Yep.
But it continually updates your time home. So it's a constant rush of like, I need to beat that time. And then once your minutes get lower, then you have to keep beating it and keep beating it and keep beating it. And then it sounds like you're masturbating.
Stupidity. Stupidity. Stu Gatz here. It's a new year, the perfect opportunity to take your business to the next level by hiring the right people. But finding qualified candidates can be challenging. ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod makes it easy. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates, so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. You hear me? It's free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. That's ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod, StuPod, ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Stupidity!
All right, these next two are tied together, so we'll just expedite the process.
I left off the Masters app. I mean,
ooh, yeah.
I watched that thing in the middle of December.
Do they have the music?
Well, we put it on right now.
Get that. Use the Sonos app and the Masters app, and just play that music throughout the house.
All right. By the way, I've told you, get Kevin Harvick on the show, right?
Oh yeah,
he's got 2 Masters holes replicated in his backyard. Jesus Christ!
Do a Masters preview with him.
He drives a f***ing car to circle. I mean,
I mean, you spew bullshit every day. It's a great for 3
point.
Hours.
It's a great.
He at least has a definable skill.
Well played, my friend.
Yeah.
Let me see. No, it does not. It does not.
Doesn't have the music?
I can't find it. Check out the leaderboard. Oh, look at it. Tiger won. Spoiler alert. What ahead of DJ.
Wow.
And Xander Schauffele.
Xander, our guy. I picked him.
And Brooks Koepka.
Koepka. Oh. I remember Molinari was leading for forever.
Oh, Molinari. Yeah.
He finally crumbled.
He finished 11 under. He was 2 back. Yeah, that's because he threw one in the drink.
Threw 2 in the drink.
He did. Yes, you are right. Threw 2 in the drink.
I think it was
Webb
12
Simpson.
And just throwing Webb Simpson out there.
He was 11 under. He's Tommy Molinari.
Wow. I'm glad we're doing our Masters recap in January when the event took place in April.
Yes. Again, everyone, Tiger Woods won.
Yes. Favorite genre of music and favorite bands, i.e. what's on your playlist?
Okay, so Grateful Dead. Listen, you know I only love two bands. I love one band. I like another band. Grateful Dead, Dead and Company, whatever you want to call them, and Pearl Jam. So those are the two bands that I like.
Yeah, I think that's good. I think that covers it.
And my playlist is I've made the ultimate Grateful Dead. Now, you'd be shocked that I knew how to do this, right? My kids were shocked. I made a playlist with the ultimate Grateful Dead show. Like, if I could choose a first set and a second set, and I pieced it all together, and so that's what's on my playlist.
Okay.
That and Linda Ronstadt.
Xbox or PlayStation?
Sega Genesis.
Perfect answer. Top three video games.
EA Sports Hockey 92, EA Sports Golf 92, Zelda.
What the hell were you doing in 92?
It was a heck of a year, man. College. Oh. Bong hits.
Whoa.
What? Scrub that out. Leave it in.
Favorite TV shows.
Five footers. Favorite TV shows? First Take.
Of course.
College Game Day.
Yep.
Stump the Schwab.
No Highly Questionable?
Only if Izzy's not there.
Favorite movie drama?
What's your favorite show?
Jeopardy. You knew that.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Oh, yeah. You got your
big week.
Champions this week.
Big week. Like, yeah.
Fucking Super Bowl. You won't stop texting
me. Sure is. I ever tell you, I reached out to Jeopardy James for this podcast. First time, didn't answer. Second time, I reached out again. Of course I did. When he was coming up on the Tournament of Champions, which he won.
Right.
He politely declined.
Really?
Yeah. So he did email me back.
Wow. Yeah. Were you psyched to get an email back from him?
Yeah. I should have printed it and put it on my desk, but I didn't.
Well, you should have gotten him on.
Yeah. Should have followed up. You would have. You would have just hammered him with more emails until he agreed.
How do they answer questions on that show?
They answer in the form of a question.
Like, what is?
Yeah, what is, who is?
Why don't you ask me, what is James?
Or I would say James Holzhauer.
What is an asshole?
Favorite movie drama. Sounds like we're giving out at an award show here.
True Romance for me.
Wow.
It's a good movie. Tarantino. It's Tarantino's finest work. I don't care what anyone tells me. Don't at me.
Okay. Favorite movie comedy?
Caddyshack.
Window seat or aisle?
Private.
Like you won't answer it or you fly private?
Fly private. Sales, get a deal done.
That's what I thought. Shouldn't even ask that follow-up. Hobbies?
Flying private.
Favorite team, and then there's an S in parentheses.
Okay. Favorite team. The Mets won World Series 1986, went to another one, Subway Series, Yankees, lost that one. I hate them, but unfortunately, I'm a Met fan. The Knicks, you and I love the Knicks. Listen, New York, you have a choice in all the other three sports. Unfortunately, we're all saddled with the Knicks in New York, so I got them. And the only team that's done any sort of winning and made me feel any sort of good in my entire life, the New York Islanders with four Stanley Cups. Those are my teams. And the New York Arrows.
Who?
Indoor soccer.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I am telling you, the Arrows and the Cosmos. Cosmos played outside. The Arrows played inside. Listen, I always say soccer is dead. This is because back in the 80s, soccer was actually on the rise, Stanzik, for a brief moment. Outdoor Cosmos, Giorgio Canalis, okay? And indoors, we had the New York Arrows, Shep Messing. These teams were legit good, okay? And I loved soccer for a brief moment, and then it went away because, you know, it died. But the New York Arrows, Stanzik, Shep Messing, get him on.
I believe I've told you this before. I once worked with Shep Messing.
Well, how'd you not know about the Arrows?
I thought he played for the Cosmos, but maybe I was misinformed. But he was an analyst for us for the 2010 World Cup on radio.
Was he really?
Yeah, I worked with him for like a month straight.
I'm begging you to get him on. Shep Norman Messing, retired American goalie, soccer goalie. You're right. He is in broadcasting right now.
Yeah.
He played in the major indoor soccer league. He played for the Arrows.
Okay.
Stantic, the Cosmos would sell out Giant Stadium. I'm not joking.
That's crazy. I mean, New York's a big soccer city. I get that.
Yeah. You know, look at this. Shep Messing went to Harvard.
Did he really?
Yeah. I mean,
never struck me as that bright.
Went to NYU and went to Harvard. I had a cup of coffee with the Cosmos, 73-74.
Oh, there you go. Okay. So,
and then had another cup of coffee, 76-77. He went to the Boston Minutemen in between. That was coached by Rick Pitino. economy.
Pretty generous there.
and then he worked for the Arrows. He had 163 appearances. That's what he's most well known for. That and whatever broadcasting he did. I grew up in Roslyn, right into Port Washington, and he's Jewish. Get him on, Stanzik.
I'm really excited to see what Sales does with your favorite teams in a four-minute diatribe about Shep Messing.
How about this? Me and Shep live the same life, except for the professional athlete part.
Favorite ESPN personality?
Max Bredos.
He doesn't work here anymore.
He doesn't?
No.
What's he doing, modeling?
He might be.
Adnan.
Too soon. Also doesn't work here anymore.
What?
Yeah.
I feel like I owe this guy something. Jonathan Coachman. Coach!
Also doesn't work here anymore.
Get out of here!
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He's back in the WWE, maybe? I think I heard that.
Really?
Yeah.
He's doing wrestling?
I think so.
Back to his roots?
Yeah.
All right, congrats to Coach.
The Coach? Yeah.
Merrill Hodge. Hodgie.
No.
He's gone?
Nah, gone.
What happened to this place? Jesus Christ. Yeah. Ron Jaworski. Jaws.
Nah, no Jaws.
Well, who's doing the show Sunday morning at 6 in the morning?
Sal Pal. I think it's just Sal Pal. He's the only one on the desk.
Get out of here.
It's just Sal.
It used to be Haji, Jaws, and Sal Pal.
I know. At NFL got... matchup show.
And Sal Pal's the only one standing?
I think so.
Wow. Congratulations, Sal.
I know.
How about Carissa Thompson?
She's at Fox. She left a while ago.
Wow, this is crazy. Michelle Tafoya?
NBC. I don't even remember when she worked here, but I'm pretty sure she did.
Herm Edwards.
He's the coach at Arizona State.
No. The Sun Devils.
Yeah.
Jack Del Rio, my man.
Yeah, just lost Jack. He's not dead again. I got to clarify. He's the DC of the Redskins.
Really?
Yeah.
He's been the head coach of the Redskins.
Yeah, no.
He left Bristol to go to D.C.?
I know.
That's unbelievable. So Jack Del Rio's no longer with us?
I know.
Who's still with us? Stephen A. He'll always be with us.
That's the right answer. Okay, took us a little while to get there, but that's the right answer.
My favorite personality, Stephen. Him and Will Kidd.
Work you do outside of your radio show is how it's phrased here for our next question. We are almost done with these.
Like what kind of job?
Work you do outside of your radio show.
Stupidity.
Yeah, I guess that would count.
Every time I ask them to do something else, they say no.
Yeah.
That's it.
Are you a do-it-yourself person?
Yep!
What do you mean?
Every day but Sunday.
Will you do stunts?
That's a weird question. Are you a do-it-yourself person? Was there more?
Yeah, do you have backyard interests?
Oh.
Like a DIYer. Are you a do-it-yourself?
Erase the yups. Do I fix things in the back? I should have let you finish.
And the will you do stunts is not related to the do-it-yourselfer. It's his next question.
Do it myself. Am I a do-it-myself person? Backyard interest.
Taking a turn.
I hate this f***ing survey.
You and me both. Will you do stunts?
Payment.
That's a yes. Do you golf? That's an obvious one. That's a yes.
In fact, you're eating into my golf time right now.
What are your favorite brands, products that you would endorse? Why don't we just start with this one?
That should be the only question.
Yeah. It was a trap, this whole survey.
We took a very long route to get to to get to our destination here. I mean, my God.
I think the answer here is any, all depends on the price.
The ones that pay me, Dan.
Did you serve in the military?
Green Beret. What? Think I'm joking?
I don't think
athletes
you have...
that get out the military. We've done that,
Sergeant,
right?
Slaughter?
That's exactly where I was going, Ted Johnson.
I don't think you'd do well in the military.
Tommy Gunn. Oh, yeah. And yeah. You would thrive?
No. Really? Well, interesting. We've agreed that you would do well in prison, but you'd be terrible in the military. You'd think there'd be some similarities there, but...
No. I do great in prison because I'm a hustler. Military, they're not going to be hustled, man. Yeah. Who at ESPN do you think most, like, just based on physical appearance, most looks like they'd be in the military? That's a good one, right?
John Anderson.
Oh, wow. Like, what do you have him as? Like, General Anderson?
Yeah, four-star general.
I love
if it. ESPN ever went to war with Fox Sports or whomever,
You want Anderson?
I want Anderson. Yeah, I want him making the tactical decisions.
Who else do you have?
Who else is on his staff? John Anderson.
John Anderson.
He's got the haircut. I think that's it.
John Anderson. You can see
him with the haircut.
Yes, John Anderson, I am telling you, is we will not do better than that today.
Yeah.
John Anderson. General Anderson.
Who else is on his staff? I mean, Will Cain's always pushing for war. I know that.
Yeah, well, of course.
He's a hawk.
Careful there.
What do you mean?
He's a hawk. Will Cain, I agree with you.
Yeah, let's see. Oh, Sage Steele, military family. She's in. And Bob Lee, the general.
Oh, yeah. Oh, duh. Jeez. Wow. I mean, how about my favorite personality, Bob Lee?
He retired. So
he
I guess
did?
He, yeah. Months ago.
Opens up a lane for me.
Yeah, okay. Outside the lines with you. I guess in theory, it makes the most sense. You're constantly outside the lines.
There's a great idea somewhere within there. Let's figure it out.
Yes.
Okay? Figure it out, you figure it out and get me a business plan. Okay?
Outside the lines.
Or have Guillermo do it. Okay.
And finally, have you done any charity efforts with any company?
Panthers Foundation, a single game years ago, I gave $100 to the Panthers Foundation for every goal they scored.
Oh, that's nice, Stu. How much did that cost you?
I don't know. I never paid. Stupidity! All right, I had two things on my to-do list. I have a million things on my to-do list, but two of them were meeting Neil Everett and getting that dreaded survey done. I didn't meet Neil, but I spoke to Neil. I accomplished two things today, Stanzik.
Two for two. Proud of you.
How about that? All right. Thanks to everyone who enjoys this podcast. Again, please subscribe, rate, and review. Unsubscribe, resubscribe, re-rate, re-review. We appreciate it. You have made us bigger than Oprah. It's incredible that we are bigger. What are you laughing at, Stan? I think we're bigger than Oprah.
We were bigger than Oprah for like a week.
It was 2 weeks. But Neil Everett's going to get us back there this week. Let's go. Stupidity.